Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory, where never is heard a discouraging word.
And the skies are not cloudy all day.
Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons is here with me, and I'm Pastor George Pearsons, and we are going to have a great time together today learning how to get strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
I like this series, George. Just help me.
Yep.
Just help me.
Yeah, and all of these outlines that we're working from are available to you right now. KCM.org/notes. You can follow along with us, and you can add your own notes to these notes. And these are really a benefit. So many people have accessed these to be able to get the most out of these broadcasts that they possibly can.
Yeah, that means these are
what?
They are very noteworthy.
That's right. You are absolutely right. These are noteworthy.
They are noteworthy. Maybe we should move right along.
Moving right along.
Okay. All right.
All right, get us started here.
You want me to start again?
Party
started. You've made me work really hard through these.
Doing a great job. Oh. I've needed a couple of days rest anyway. No, really. You go right ahead and get started, and I'll jump in.
Okay. All right.
At the end of the broadcast. Ooh. Oh, no.
Stop it. So, we've been talking about how to be strong in the end times, how to be strong in the Lord during these perilous times. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, he said these are perilous times, very difficult, hard to bear, full of trouble. And then he goes on to list all the things that will be surrounding us. And boy, it's not pretty. Now, these kind of things have been around since the Garden of Eden, but the escalation of it and the intensity of it and the pressure of it to draw us out of the kingdom of light into darkness, into deception, into trouble, into fear and anxiety, and actually to try to get us to act like the world and be a lovers of self more than God, lovers of money, pride, blasphemous, rebellious, unforgiving. You know, that the social media is full of that, full of gossip, full of backbiting, full of people thinking they can just say anything and there's no accountability for it because they don't have anyone that they're facing off with. But we are accountable to those things, and we have to be built up and strong in the Lord to resist the pull of the world out of God's kingdom, out of light, out of life. We resist that, and then at the same time, be so strong in the Lord that we're able to take hold of and receive from God. If you say, well, I've been using my faith and I've been believing God, but it hasn't worked. Well, then I recommend you go back and listen to last week's broadcast about being too weak to receive, and God's given it, but too weak in your faith, too weak in your spirit to take what God's given to you. We can't go over all that again today,
right?
But you can go to kcm.org and go back and listen to the broadcast from last week.
The same way that you develop the human body to a way that it can be healthy and strong is the same way, really, that you develop the spirit of man. The spirit of God can be strengthened and developed, and we've been talking about how to do that this week for these end times. And you do it through diet, what you are ingesting, what you are taking in, through exercise, what are you exercising yourself in? Are you exercising yourself in fear, or are you exercising yourself in faith? You get two different results, whichever one you're choosing. And then rest. That's what the body needs. But that's what the spirit man needs in order to get strong and to be able to withstand the impact of the times that we're in. Mm. To not be shaken, to not be pushed, to not be under pressure, to not be worried, to not be in fear, to not be agitated, to not have anxiety, to live in a place of divine peace in your heart is what we're pressing into in these last days that we're in. And so, one of the scriptures that we read last week, or yesterday rather, was from 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6. If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you shall be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto you have attained. And so we talked about, the diet. Now we're talking about exercise. And where the Word of God is concerned, exercising ourselves in the Word of God, Matthew 4:4 in the Amplified Classic, man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. We see here just how important the Word of God is.
And that Word comes not only through the reading of the Scripture, meditating on the Scripture, but hearing the Word preached.
Right.
Paul emphasizes that in Romans. He says how important it is and that faith comes by hearing. So there's reading, there's meditating, there's hearing the Word, but then we began talking about yesterday that all the hearing in the world is nothing without doing. If you don't do and put into practice what you've heard, if you don't respond. I love that what Spencer Nordyke said in church not long ago. Mm-hmm. He said, we have a response ability.
Yeah.
We have response ability. In God, we have the ability to respond, but we have the responsibility to respond. Do not be a hearer only, James 1 says, but be a doer of the Word.
Be a doer of the Word.
And probably the most important thing to learn to be, to exercise and being a doer of the Word is faith, George, and get us started talking about that.
Yeah, looking here in the book of Hebrews, we're seeing now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I like to use this in the sense that our worlds are framed by the Word of God, and how we exercise the Word of God, how we walk out the Word of God in faith. And I was thinking about how this really relates to, again, the training of the physical body. How many garages all over the country have workout equipment that has been purchased, and it's just sitting there doing nothing? It's not exercising the body. There has to be a decision to go out there and do the work. Well, there has to be a decision that's made to go out there and do the Word, to be a doer of the Word of God. It says in James 2:17, Amplified Classic, so also faith, if it does not have works or deeds or actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, and dead.
Wow. That's a strong word, that faith, without doing something with it, is dead. What does the exercising of faith look like?
Well, it looks like Mark 11:23-24.
Yeah.
22, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith, or have the faith that God has. And he describes it here. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say, that's important, unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
That describes what we've been talking about, why we need spiritual strength.
Right.
Remember, the definition of strong is something that's able to resist or push back against a strong force, to withhold, to withstand it. But then another definition of strong is to be able to exert a strong force. So faith is that way. There's two sides to it.
Yeah.
Whosoever will say to the mountain, your words are key and vital. If faith won't move your mouth, it won't move your mountain. So Mark Hankins said that, but I thought I'd say it like I
that's
made
good.
That
yeah.
up, but that's
yeah,
smart.
That's good.
So faith says to the mountain, be removed. So faith released in words move things out of the way. But the next verse you just read says faith then believes that it receives.
Yeah.
So faith with by words removes things that are unwanted, and faith released through words receives the things that are wanted or desired. And you have to have both. You've got to move the world out of the way.
Exactly.
And then you've got to have a receiver that receives the things from God.
How do you exercise your faith? You know, the Lord will give you exercises in the same way I think about it right now about going into the gym. And the trainers that we have in our gym here, they have a set of exercises every time I go in there. There's always something. I have kind of a clue what we're going to do, but they mix it up. They do different things. But the Lord will give you and lead you in exercises that will help you develop and strengthen your spirit. I'll give you an example about this. There was a time a long time ago, that your dad did not like going on these elevators that were particularly on the outside of the building.
Glass ones, right.
The glass elevators. Did not like that at all. And so the Lord gave him an exercise. And the exercise was this, and it was based actually on 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and a love and of a sound mind." So he began to confess that. He began to declare that. And the Lord instructed him to go into that elevator and ride it up and down and up and down and up and down until the fear of riding that glass elevator completely left him. Now, that was an exercise of faith. He didn't want to do it. And there are a lot of people who, well, for instance, they won't fly. A fear of flying or a fear of doing something in particular, and the Lord giving an exercise of faith to actually be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And the result of it was he broke through, and from that point on, he was no longer afraid of going on an elevator, a glass elevator on the outside of the building.
So being a doer of the word in your faith means faith says, the word says to do this, so I'm going to do it, and I trust God. In spite of opposition, whether the opposition is my mind saying, this doesn't make sense, that's not reasonable,
exactly.
Or my circumstances that says, you can't give, you don't have the money to give, we don't have enough money to do what we have to do, how can you give? But the Bible says in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give into your bosom. And there are all kinds of other scriptures and indications about how God works through giving. God so loved, he gave. So you think, okay, that's what the book says. That's what we're going to do.
Yep.
And so acting in faith on that, and say, I give. Bring you all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my temple, saith the Lord, and test me herewith and see if I will not prove to you.
Exactly.
You prove me in your tithing.
Yeah.
Well, how can I get 10%? I don't. But the book says to do it.
Do it.
So I do it.
Yeah.
Obedience to the word, obeying the word of God, doing the word of God. But not just doing it, but doing it believing that God is faithful and he's true to his word. But that is an exercise of faith. So I mentioned this the other day. I was so pleased with this couple. They were, they faced something extremely difficult.
Yeah.
Some things that, you know, what not that many people have to face. And I could sense panic coming on her, like a panic attack. She started to hyperventilate, and I put my arm around her, and I said, use your faith. Well, she knew what I meant. She understood that. And you could tell, she identified, dropped down into her spirit, and within seconds, took a breath, and it was over. Seconds. I'm not letting that go any further. The Lord says, cast your care over on him. The Lord says, fear not. The Lord says, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And so all the things that she needed to hear, and those were already in there. She'd already done that, already fellowshipped, already worshiped, already done these other spiritual activities. But she applied faith, but from a position of a strong spirit. And when she did that, suddenly faith mastered the fear. Now, that doesn't always happen that quickly. Mm-hmm. It never will happen that quickly without you growing and developing.
Right.
In other words, you don't just get to that place overnight, but you stay with it. What if she hadn't mastered it that quickly? Just stay with it.
Right.
Stay with it. Walk the floor if you have to. We have, with these notes, when you go get the notes, you'll find several categories of, we call them power confessions, faith confessions of who I am in Christ, what I have in God. I'm strong in the Lord. And you begin to speak those words. That's releasing your faith. Releasing your faith to bring what you want, to push away what you don't want, get rid of the fear, bring the faith, bring the strength, bring the peace. And I watched her do that, George, and I thought, wow.
Yeah, she broke through.
She broke through.
Yeah, well, you know, back in the probably the mid to early to mid 90s, my wife came to me and she said, George, what would you think about giving our house to someone? And I answered her 2 years later. It took 2 years for me to allow that word to settle in, digest, and for my faith to build, to be able to actually see us giving a home, giving our home. And I remember the day it hit. It was like a faith boiling water that was on the inside of me. And I was reading, studying, praying, preparing for this. And you and I were at the convention in England, Bournemouth, England. And we were leaving that day at the end of the convention. We were on the jet getting ready to fly home, and we were going down the runway. And the moment we took off, I turned to her and said, it's time to give our home. What happened? I had been building my faith and developing my faith to the place where I was able to be a doer of that word.
Yeah, but part of that too, I think it's important to say, and it wasn't just that you didn't have faith for that. It was also you were watching over, and I'm thankful for you in this way. Because when you're walking by faith and you have a strong spirit and you're strong in the Lord, there's discernment that goes with it.
Yeah.
The ability to discern. And you sensed also, now's the time. You know, I was probably ahead of what the Lord wanted us to do. But that's how we work together so well. And faith then, when it clicked together, and so we were able to obey the Lord.
We did.
And there's a whole thing online about our journey of faith, about our house. That's it. Was that How to Believe God for a House?
How to Believe God for a House. Yes. Yes. So exercising our faith, being a doer. You want to cover this about forgiveness?
Well, we could do that one together. So they're in Mark 11, 22. Now, I close my Bible. Forgive me. Just give me a moment.
I can read.
Here. Okay, you go ahead and read that. So he's faith, there's a reason he says faith first. It takes faith to walk in love.
Exactly. When you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And I remember Keith Moore saying this. This is why I have this on the notes. One of the most difficult areas to exercise is forgiveness. It's forgiveness.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The more you exercise forgiveness, the stronger you become at forgiving others. And I thought that was very interesting that Keith brought that up. One of the most difficult areas to exercise faith in is forgiveness. forgiveness muscle.
You know, and that's because, again, the world around us and the natural inclination is to not be too forgiving. What they did. Yeah, but what they said. Yeah, that how that made me feel. And those that scene plays over and over in your mind. That's meditating on the situation. That's meditating on the offense. That's and you just play that scene and over and over and over in your head. But exercising faith, exercising faith forgiveness is exercising love. And why does he say this, George? He says about not, if you don't forgive your father in heaven can't forgive you.
Yeah.
It's, and he won't. Why is that? Just because he's all mad about it? No, because when you push forgiveness away from you, you can't receive forgiveness to you. So it takes, again, is that giving. That's why he said faith pushes away and receives. So faith pushes away unforgiveness and receives forgiveness.
Exactly.
And so when someone says or does something, I forgive them, Lord, and being quick to on purpose forgive even little things.
Yeah.
It makes it easier for the harder things. But then I like what Dad talks about too, so that feeling comes up again. You don't feel like you forgave them. Well, faith says, I'm not moved by how I feel, but by faith in Jesus' name, I forgave.
Yeah.
And you begin to fight that feeling of unforgiveness and hurt. You fight that feeling with your faith and say, no, I forgave. I forgave her. I forgave him. I forgave them. And sometimes we need to be forgiving people that don't even come in contact with. I forgive the government. I forgive that agency. I forgive the pastor. I forgive, you know, a friend of mine said, he told the Lord, he said, why do I have to go to church? And the Lord said, because you need to learn to practice learning love and practice forgiveness in an environment that's conducive to it, but also where there's a lot of opportunity for practice. So by faith, exercising the love muscle, exercising love. Faith works by love. So when you use your faith to walk in love, love will support the faith. And it's like this cycle in God. Faith supports love that supports faith. And all of that, Hebrews says, is how we walk with God.
Right. And so to be able to do that, you have to dig into the Word. You have to be really totally immerse yourself in the Word of God. And that's why we have Holy Developed Spirit, Soul, and Body. This is the product that we're offering. 12 messages that people are able to listen to. It's not, these are not 5-minute messages either. No. These are an hour plus to be able to exercise your faith, listening to this and then being a doer of this Word to be able to be strong in the Lord in the power of His might and overcome everything, everything that the devil throws your way, whether it's something to do with your health, finances, family, whatever it is, you can be highly developed in your faith and be strong in the Lord with this.
It's amazing how easy it is to listen to a message like that.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take you to get dressed in the morning? How long does it take you to drive to work?
That's
how long does it take you to cook dinner? I put those things on and I don't always hear all of it right at once, but we both have those messages going.
Yep.
We're listening. And when you have something like this product, Holy Developed, you can listen and you will grow quick.
Yes.
You grow strong if you put to work what you're hearing. So if you just watch this, we'll tell you how you can get yours absolutely free.
When the world seems upside down, when circumstances are unexpected, and the darkness is getting darker, God's light inside you is growing stronger. Get Holy Developed Spirit, Soul, and Body, 12 audio messages by Kenneth Copeland, and be the person whose strong spirit stands firm and overcomes. When you mature in Christ, you walk in the wisdom of God to persevere through anything. Your spirit, soul, and body are made whole and complete in Christ. Learn to live separate from the chaos of the world and carry God's victory. All that you are is a new creation in Christ. Know your authority. Be full of faith and power. God made you in His image with everything you need for success, health, peace, and joy. Practice love. Grow your faith and become wholly developed, spirit, soul, and body. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Wholly Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body, on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. God desires for you to be complete and whole, lacking nothing. You can live an overcoming and prosperous life in these end times. Offers good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Prayer is the absolute foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And you know that. We have prayer because of you. We have prayer everywhere on this campus. We have prayer in our international offices. We have prayer all over the place.
Our, and
we
also have... Our leaders pray.
Yeah.
Prayer departments, yeah. Intercessors.
Yeah. All of us are praying around here because we know that it's the foundation to the success of our lives. And we also have licensed prayer ministers on staff who are trained in the Word of God. And these people, we know these people.
We know
and
these
they
people.
Are precious. They are so on fire for God.
And you know what? They love you.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
They do. They really do.
They so have you in their heart. They love it when you call and give them an opportunity them to do what we've been talking about, and that's exercise their faith by love on your behalf. So you can call them. Doesn't matter which office you're calling, wherever in the world, they are there because mm-hmm. they want to pray for you in faith.
Yeah, we've got them all over the world. You can go to kcm.org to contact the nearest one where you are. And I just think we need to spend a little bit of time in prayer over these folks' situations.
Yes.
Going on right now.
You may feel like your spirit's too weak to handle things, but you know what happens? When we have more than one of us together, we're stronger. You want to pray, Pastor?
Yep. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over those watching us right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever it is they are dealing with at this moment, Lord, you have a word for them from the Word of God. That is the answer to what they're looking for. And Father, by faith, we receive the answer. Wisdom is the principal thing.
Peace.
And with all of our getting, we get wisdom. And we speak peace over this situation. Situation, peace, be still in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for the victory in their lives.
Praise God.
Until tomorrow, remember this.
God loves you.
We love you.
And
Jesus is
Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.